Joining me now on the line is Howdy Giles. He is the dentist, personal photographer, and very good friend of Arnold Palmer, the King, who just celebrated his 80th birthday this past Thursday, September 10th, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where Arnie is from. And Howdy has a new book out titled The King and I, An Unlikely Journey from Fan to Friend, which is a compilation of the best of an estimated 250,000 photographs that Howdy has taken of Arnold Palmer over the last 44 years, dating back to 1965, and Howdy joins us now. Good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Russ. I appreciate you calling.
Well, this book looks phenomenal, and obviously the timing of it is perfect because Arnold just celebrated his 80th birthday last week, and I was so happy to see the golf world all come together, all the magazines, Golf World, Golf Digest, Golf Week, as well as the Golf Channel and NBC, which had the tournament this weekend, all make sure that they pay tribute to the King, Arnold Palmer, who really is the face of modern golf. He came along exactly at the same time televised golf came along. So he's really the man that brought golf into Americans' living rooms every Sunday. But tell me about, I want to learn about the book, but first of all, tell me about the backstory here, how you first met Arnold Palmer, how you became his dentist and his personal photographer and very good friend.
Well, it all started in dental school, Russ. I dreamed that I would meet Arnold Palmer. I dreamed that I would play golf with Arnold Palmer, and I dreamed that I'd be his dentist. So it's all about the dream, and it all worked. We went to the Masters. My wife and I, Carolyn, went to the Masters in 1968, followed Arnold Palmer. In 1970, we met Winnie at the Masters. We walked along with her, and I told her I was going to be going to Bay Hill. After the Masters, she said, it's a shame. We always go back to Bay Hill, but we're not this year. But tomorrow, our pro from Bay Hill will be here, which was on Saturday in 1971. Out of the crowd comes Mrs. Palmer, Dr. and Mrs. Giles. I promised to introduce you to our pro, Dick Titty, who played at Wake Forest with Arnold Palmer. And we walked four holes with them, and Dick said, Howdy, if there's anything I can do while you're at Bay Hill, let me know.
That is phenomenal. So you met Arnold, and then how did you end up becoming his personal dentist?
Well, his dentist, his name was Benny Tack from La Trobe, and Benny and I always used to joke. I said, Benny, I always dreamed I'd be Arnie's dentist someday. He said, he's been a patient of mine since he was 3 years old. He said, when I die, you can have him. He died the next year.
Wow.
Arnie called a year later and started coming.
And the rest is history. And now you've been taking photographs of Arnold Palmer since 1964. Tell me about the very first picture you took of Arnie. And was it something that you decided to do, or did Arnie ask you to start taking pictures? And are you a professional photographer in some way?
Just a hobby. I'm an amateur photographer, and it's been fun. And we were invited to the Miss America pageant by a good buddy in dental school, and we were in the front row of the General Motors box, and Arnie and Winnie came by in this Cadillac. Arnie's sitting up in the rear of this convertible, and I had a little Kodak camera. I yelled, Arnie, and he turned around and he waved. It's like he waved right at me. And that was the first photo.
Well, you know, Arnold Palmer is such he's a man that's just so much full of love for people and love for golf. And I've never had a chance to meet Arnold in person, but we've had him on the golf radio show probably three or four times over the last 5 years. And the one thing that has stuck with me is how he's always referred to me and my co-host as Russ and Pat. And I'm sure he probably writes our names down before he does the interview. But that, to me, not everyone does that. And that just speaks to the man that he is, he always wants everyone to feel almost like a personal friend of his whenever you're talking with him or spending time with him.
Russ, you're exactly right, and that's why he's the king. Nobody else does what he does. If they did, and they should be doing it today, because with the financial problems in the world today, these young guys should pick up some pointers from Arnie and pay attention, because that's why they all love him.
Russ Evans with you, and that's why they call him the King as well. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, and we're joined on the line by Howdy Giles, Arnold Palmer's dentist and his personal photographer and one of his very good friends. And Howdy has a new book out titled The King and I, An Unlikely Journey from Fan to Friend. And I know a lot of these estimated 250,000 photographs that you've taken of Arnold over the last 44 years are in this book. Just tell me a little bit of kind of a thumbnail sketch of what this book's all about.
Well, the neat thing is nobody's seen these photos because they're in my archives. When I get good photos, I send them up to Arnie's office, and one of the photos that Arnie's office used, Leroy Neiman actually used a copy of it to do a famous print of Arnie. It's a red shirt. And when I took that photo, Arnie was getting ready for the PGA National Championship at, in Birmingham. And just turned out to be a great shot. And I just used all these neat shots of Arnie. The iced tea can, the Arnold Palmer iced tea can, six of the photos on the can are my photos.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. I mean, that's one of the cool things about Arnold Palmer, and one of the reasons they called him, they still call him the king. I mean, there's so many things named after Arnold Palmer, including the drink. He's got his own drink, a mixture of lemonade and iced tea, and I read a couple days ago in an article in this week's Golf World with Arnold Palmer on the cover that Padraig Harrington said he was at a bar one day, and he overheard somebody go to the bartender and ask for an Arnold Palmer, and he thought to himself, that's why he's the greatest, because he's got a drink named after him, but he's also got an airport in Latrobe named after him, as well as the USGA Golf Museum in New Jersey and his own tournament in Bay Hill.
Very special.
Now, Howdy, are any of these pictures, because I see a sampling of probably about a dozen of these pictures in this book in this week's Golf World issue, the September 14th issue of Golf World with Arnie on the cover, and I noticed that none of these pictures have you in them. Are you always taking them, or do you ever get a chance to be in them as well?
Oh, yeah. The ones in the book, the King and I, my wife took those photos. Usually a photographer doesn't get in photos, but my wife, Carolyn, just take a picture of Arnie and I. So anyway, at this weekend's birthday parties, we went to five parties, two in Orlando and three in Pittsburgh, and just got home yesterday from Pittsburgh Latrobe. So my wife takes those pictures. So yes, I do get in some.
You must be exhausted from a week of celebrating Arnold Palmer's 80th birthday. What was it like this past week of the two parties down here in Florida and the three parties up north in Pittsburgh? Were you at the Pirates game Tuesday night when he threw out the first pitch? I mean, what's this week been like?
I was. The Pirates game, we'll go to that first. Jim Nance was the MC at the party before we went down on the field. And Jim Rohr, who's the CEO of PNC Bank, I said, Jim, I got to be on the field. He said, Howdy, follow me. So down the field we go, and we're in the Pirates dugout first, and then you come up on the field, and obviously all the fans are cheering, and they gave Arnie a neat Pirates jersey with Palmer across the back in 80 for his 80th birthday. Well, Peter Jacobson was there, and it was just a fun night. Jim Nance is such a class guy, and as I say, he was the MC at all the parties, and just a fun week.
That's phenomenal.
I probably took 2,500 photos in the 5 days of that, so I've got to do another book now.
Now, I'm assuming nowadays with technology you have a digital camera, but back in the day it was a camera with film in it.
It was film in it. And every time, and it's a shame, because every time I'd line up a picture with Arnie, I would hesitate because I knew it was costing me 50 cents. Not today, I just keep on clicking.
Right, you put it on like the sports thing where it takes like four pictures in 1 second.
Exactly.
You just push the button down, it goes zzzz, you just zips them off. But exactly. I'm sure that there are three or four or five or six of your favorites. So what are some of your favorite all-time pictures? Of the 250,000 that you estimate you've taken over the last 44 years, what are the three or four or five absolute favorites in your collection?
Well, there's a great one of Arnie, Tiger, and Jack at the 96 Masters. Tiger is still a sophomore at Stanford. And Curtis Strange's wife had asked me if I could take pictures of her husband and Tom Kite playing in the par three because her two sons were caddying. I said, if you can get me inside the ropes, I will. So I get inside the ropes on the first tee of the par three at Augusta, and here comes Arnie, Jack, and Tiger, who had followed all morning and couldn't get near them. I said, Arnie, let me get a picture of you three guys. And it's an awesome photograph of those three guys. That's in the book. Arnold Palmer had asked me in April of 92 to be with him at Caves Valley in Baltimore with President Bush 41. In the book is a great photograph of Arnie saying to the president, Mr. President, it's my good friend Howdy. He's my dentist and my photographer. And the president said, we were talking about you at dinner last night. Doesn't get any better than that. And then I'm thinking that photograph was taken by the president's photographer. I may never see those, which I did get later. So I gave Dennis, Valdez was his name, I gave him my camera on the 17th tee, and I said, Dennis, could you take a picture on my camera with Arnie and myself and the president? He said, sure. So Arnold Palmer hit the tee shot first. The president hit second. It came and stood next to me, and about 15 yards away is Dennis with my camera. I said, Mr. President, Dennis is my new personal photographer. He's going to take a picture of the three of us. And the president, very clever, said, yes, Dennis used to work for me. Now he works for you. So that is a great shot. And then with my daughters and their husbands and my grandchildren, you know, Arnold Palmer has enriched my life so much, and my wife, my daughters. Arnold Palmer came to my oldest daughter's wedding in 97 in Wilmington, Delaware.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That's phenomenal. We're joined.
Man.
Joined on the line by Howdy Giles, Arnold Palmer's dentist, personal photographer, and friend. A new book is out, The King and I, a compilation of the best of over a quarter million photographs that Howdy has taken of Arnold over the last 44 years. You know, Herbert Warren Wind was a famous golf writer, and he actually coined the term Amen Corner, and he once said that it's almost as if God said to Jack Nicklaus, you will have skills unlike any other, but then he kind of whispered to Arnie, he says, but don't worry, you'll be loved more. And that's really I think Arnold Palmer, more than any other golfer in the history of the sport, is just loved by everyone, and this book is all about that. It's by Triumph Books, 134 pages. You can go to triumphbooks.com to order your copy. Howdy, thank you so much for the time. I can't wait to see this book. It's phenomenal.
Russ, thank you very, very much for calling.
All right, have a great Sunday and many more years partying with Arnold Palmer. There he is, Howdy Giles, Arnold Palmer's dentist, personal photographer, and very good friend. New book is out, The King and I, compilation of the best of an estimated 250,000 photographs of Arnold Palmer. And you know, I never saw Arnold Palmer win a tournament. His last PGA Tour win was a couple of years before I was born, 1971, and I was born in 76. But he's one of my favorite golfers of all time just because of the way he carries himself. Now 80 years old. Happy birthday, Arnold Palmer.